between Iran and England than the residing or traveling Sharjah affairs have been active. So occasionally travels to London and performs his duties, offers facilities to Iranians residing there, and also some administrative work and many other activities that are needed in order to, for our diplomatic mission to resume. So reciprocally, the other side, the British envoy also makes visits to Tehran. So this is on the natural course of the non-residing Sharjah affairs activities that are being going on. Now, I think in another meeting, I just regarding the other question, I just mentioned that this it's not you can't say that exactly because no agreement has been made at this stage regarding the compensation as agreed. So the delegations of both sides will be visiting. The talks should be held, and then there should be some evaluation assistance on either side, and then they will decide as to how to negotiate and then deal with more details and exchange views on a number of issues. So specifically as to how it will be acted or how much compensation would pay, there is nothing is clear yet. Well, my question relates to the visit of the U.S. Delegation. If you could talk about the details. Did they also have the meeting with which Dominican delegation? The religious delegation that recently. We also heard that, as you said also, that the religious delegation of the U.S. had a visit. Well, this was within non-government interactions and non-political, actually religious, cultural groups that have the organization of Islamic culture has played host to that. But they have some meetings with religious scholars and thinkers. The makeup of the delegation, I think, that organization in charge will give more information. They have had no political meetings, no official meetings, actually. We didn't hear of anything at the foreign ministry. So the goal of those such visits is actual familiarity with the U.S. thinkers and cultural individuals, with their familiarity with the Iranian society and Iran's capacities and developments. They want to come here and closely and to hear our viewpoints and exchange views on cultural and religious issues so that they would come face-to-face with the realities and facts on the ground in Iran. This is a kind of interaction between non-government groups between the two countries. Ms. Kashan, greetings. Now, my question relates to the visit of Mr. Amir Abdullahian to Egypt. I want to see, given the talks that he has had with, I think, with LCC, he has also had talks. So, do you think there is any grounds for a resumption of the embassies of both countries, reopening of the embassies? Of course, this is too soon to talk about this, because that was the inauguration and, you know, formal ceremonies that were held in the presence of representatives and delegations from different countries. So this has been some conventional meeting, so it was not a meeting of that kind. At the same time, the manner of progress of things and the developments, they help us evaluate and see what kind of judgments would make and then necessary and the next steps. This is kind of premature now to talk about that. Well, we heard about a terrorist attack in Iraq. The Pentagon, in order to counter terrorists, is trying to take steps. And our defense officials, like Mr. Jazari, had said that in case needed, Iran will dispatch forces to help the Pentagon in Iraq. Do you approve of such news? or Iran is going to take any measures and offer any kind of assistance to the Pentagon in that direction. Well, what we have seen so far is that based on the capabilities of the Iraqi army, the cooperation, also assistance of the people, and also the power of the Iraqi police force and security forces, they have managed to actually bring in control of Takfiri and terrorist operations, and they have tried, they have been able to check the spread of such activities in various parts of Iraq. So in our opinion, the Iraqi government, Iraq and all, I mean the army and the people, the Iraq is able to tackle this. And at the same time, we should stress that in order to fight terrorism, all countries need to feel responsible and to, on their own, to take necessary measures and to perform their duties. This is a kind of collective effort in order to check and curb the spread of terrorism and to fight this global phenomenon. The operations of terrorist groups and Takfiri groups in Syria, we just saw their operations there. So terrorism in the region, given the irresponsible support that has been provided, the terrorism has spread. So it requires it's required to curb this, and its implications, some collective efforts should be made. But today, fortunately, Iraq is able on its own to crush and actually bring under control those terrorist operations, and hopefully they will be able to put put an end to terrorist operations. Given the developments that you see in Iraq, do you have any recommendation to Iranians that want to travel to Iraq? And also, MPs had said that the foreign ministry wants to have resumed relations with the U.S., and this is against the national interests, if you have any response. But a number of respected parliamentarians may have embarked on some guesswork and speculation. Maybe this some of it could be based on personal information. People are free to have their own interpretations the way they want to, but if this, you cannot call this a kind of decision or a step. This is a kind of uncalculated judgment, if we can call it so, that those negotiations are only and solely based on a nuclear program and nothing else. And so we have expressly announced this. So, and we don't have such negotiations on the agenda. Yeah, as for your first question, as to recommendations for Iranian visitors to Iraq, well, alternately, we advise our Iranian nationals regarding their visits to various countries where they could be in some kind of jeopardy. We have informed them about different things. Now, regarding Iraq, the same thing also has been done so that the Iranian citizens who want to visit Iraq, especially in some regions, given the threats and dangers that they may face, so they should also consider all these. And if they have any inquiries or any reservations, they can actually consult the Iranian Foreign Ministry. So they can contact the Foreign Ministry. At the same time, the website of the Foreign Ministry is also there, and there are some recommendations for the visitors given the situation in various countries. Hopefully, this will be considered by Iranian travelers, those who make more visits. If they could log on to our website and get used to using the information there, that will actually provide their security and safety, especially those Iranian nationals who make frequent visits. So, well, Iran's stance regarding Syria and the developments in Syria, it's clear, as you and also the respective foreign minister and the president have said we defend the people and government of Syria. It's a strategic and defense strategy. So what's the reason for the afforded delay of the president in extending a message of congratulations to Mr. Bashar al-Assad? Has been the reason for this delay? Well, we don't see things as you see. This is something natural of maybe mass media, and this is a natural of news maybe.